Josh joining us to break down what happens at the pump. People don't realize BP doesn't own a single BP gas station in the country.
They don't own any of them, which is really important to understand. And another thing to know is that a lot of these local gas station owners have locked into these very, very long-term contracts, years and years and years, with whichever company is basically their brand. So to just jump out of that would cost a ton of money. They can't just give up being BP without giving up their livelihood and paying a lot of money that day. Let me talk you through this, because I was looking online to see where is there a great article that can lay this out for you. The Chicago Tribune, plaudits to them. They did a great job. And so I'm going to show you some things and then an article that they have. They point out that boycotting BP gas stations, this is their words, does not hurt BP's coffers much, at least directly. And they point out what we were just talking about. It doesn't own the BP stations. Now, I was looking at the numbers. There's about 11,000 BP stations in America. BP, like a lot of other oil giants, gave up owning those local stations directly a while back. So you're not directly hitting their coffers that way. Now, here's another important point. Because oil is a globally traded commodity, there's no easy way to confirm which company is responsible for the gas you buy, meaning you go to a Quick Trip, you go to another station. You may be getting oil that was from one of BP's wells anyway, or you might not from a BP station. And I want to point out the other side here, because they also, in this article, talk to a guy who's with Public Citizen. And he says, look, the target here is the image of the company. So there are those who say, yes, we understand exactly how the money works, but we feel that boycotting makes a lot of sense at this point because it sends a message to the company, which ultimately hurts the company and its image in general. So that debate continues. That said, it is also a fact that financially you've got some of these local station owners now who are taking the brunt of this. Just helpful to understand. I've got this story linked for you. It's up at Facebook and Twitter. My page is Josh Leb CNN, and we're hearing from you as well, your thoughts on all sides of this. So, TJ, hopefully people have a pretty good sense now of how this works, how that oil gets to your station, and just know that even if you skip a BP station, you might still have oil from a BP well wherever you go.
And a very important point to make, and I know people immediately want to lash out at BP. That is the quickest and easiest way to do it, with a boycott. But again, Josh, so important to note, BP does not own a single one of those gas stations. Right. It's owned by your neighbor, your friend, your teachers, and everybody in your community. But Josh, we appreciate that breakdown. Very necessary this morning.